calling the offices of Harding & Smith and Delta Control Engineering. If you know your party's two-digit extension, you may dial it now. For a listing of our company directory, dial *2. To reach an
please enter the first four letters of the party's name. To enter Q, press 7. To enter Z, press 9. For assistance, press 0. For future reference, the extension for
Alban Fadi
is 15. Transferring call. Please hold.
Hello?
Hey, it's Alan.
Speaking.
Hey, Al, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good, Sam. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know we spoke to you, looks like a little over a month ago about
getting some financing I don't think what you have what we're looking for. We're doing, I'm looking for working capital financing, basically, which is not the same thing as you looking, I think, more at people with the take MasterCard and that kind of thing.
No, no, absolutely not. We definitely.
So, how do you lend on for working capital?
Sure. Yeah, you know, so we have a lot of different programs. You know, I think what you were referring to there is sort of an MCA based loan where it goes off of your credit card sales. We have those programs, but I mean that's only a small fraction of what we do. So for our working capital lines, what we do is we're usually able to free up 10-15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. It would be deposited into the business checking account. Then we set you up on
how do you supply? How do you define? Would you just say revenue?
Oh, so top line, so your gross annual sales. So like, what do you guys do? What do you guys do in gross annual sales?
10-15% of gross sales.
Yes.
Okay, and the application you sent me did not really talk about that. It was really talking about credit card sales. That's why I didn't.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. Okay, yeah. On the application, there is a portion that shows kind of like your monthly credit card volume. Now, that really would only apply if you're looking to structure it through your credit card payments, which we have none. Yeah, and plenty of our customers have none. So it's actually that portion of the application wouldn't even apply to you for the program that we would be getting you into. I can see how that would be a little misleading.
What does? There.
So let me pull up the application right here, and I can kind of walk you through it. So basically for the working capital, let's see. Okay, so it should say merchant pre-qualification form at the top of it. It's basic information about the business, your address, your business structure, and then the ownership. With that, all we need is some bank statements and a tax return, and we can go ahead and get an approval for you. Now, did you have I know it looks like according to my notes here, you guys were looking for cash for labor and hiring. Was that the case?
Labor primarily, yes.
Okay, all right. So, and did you have an idea of what type of term you would be looking for?
Well, what I'm used to is it's an ongoing line of credit. It goes up and down depending on receipts coming in and costs going out, and if you need the money, you borrow it. Then the receipt comes in, you pay it back.
Okay, yeah. So
it goes up and down, and you know, the limit is based usually on receivables.
On what your receivables are going to be. Okay.
Right.
So we have a very similar program. Instead of, you know, a sale of your future receivables, we just take a percentage off your yearly gross revenue. So it would be similar in the sense that we get you approved for the largest amount possible. So let's, for example, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
Yeah, I'm just looking that up. We have two companies.
Oh, okay.
Last year they did it with 3.4 million, and then the year before, 2.4, and I'm expecting it's going to be probably another million more this year, 4.5.
Oh, okay. Okay, so on something like that, right, let's say we're working with the 3.5. What we would be able to do is get you approved for $350,000. So that would be 10% of that top line. Now, you don't
have. Now, what about other sources of financing? Would I have to leave them?
Not at all. Not at all.
This is unsecured.
Exactly that, yeah. We're not asking you to change who you're banking with, change your credit card process. I know you don't do credit cards, but there's no change that you need to do. This is something that would be completely supplemental and standalone. So what we would do with something like $3.5 million, we could get you approved for $350,000. Now, you don't have to take the full $350,000. If you only need $100,000 for labor, we can go ahead, do the $100,000, and the remainder would still be available to you moving forward if you needed more. So it's similar to a line of credit in the sense that we'll get you approved for the largest amount, and you can choose how much you'd like to use from there. Now, it differs in the sense that it's unsecured cash. It gets deposited into your business checking account. So you're able to spend it however you'd like, but we deposit that lump sum that sets you up on a term for that sum. Usually the terms can be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, so which is why I'm asking if you had any idea what type of term you would be looking for, because that could narrow down
the longest
terms.
Okay,
sure.
That, you know, we're down with. Now, I have your application here.
Okay.
And it's a merchant pre-qualification form.
Yes.
Which, that's where it kind of blew me right there, because I don't think of us as a merchant. So where would we fit in? Where would we? It says here, current credit card processor, average monthly credit card volume. There's really nothing. That's why I didn't fill it out. There's really nothing.
I got you.
On
so,
this form. Except maybe the gross annual sales. Is that what you're saying I should?
Yeah, so for you guys, it would be your business legal name, the name that you do business as, the structure of the business, and then some information about the business location with your gross annual sales. And then from there, the rest of that section would not apply. So anything that has to do with credit cards, you could leave blank. And then we would need the next section is the owner information.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, credit card. Okay. The owner officer.
Yeah, so that's just the information on the ownership. And then a signature on there. And then from there, that's really all
I would
need.
What I'll do is I'm going to fill out two then, because there's two different entities here.
Sure.
We have some projects we do with one and some we do with another. The older company, I'll call it, is phasing out the newer company is an LLC. The difference is the corp.
Oh, okay.
One's an corp and one's an LLC. So I might keep them both. I'm not sure yet, but right now the thought is to fade them out, but I don't know what that means to you. All right. So what I should do is I'll print this out and then I'll. You don't have one that I can type. Electronically on, do you? Because, I have to handwrite I don't have a typewriter or anything anymore.
Do you use Adobe by any chance? Is that the program that you're using to open the attachment?
Well, hold on. I See, I'm used to where I would just click on this form and then type it in, but I don't see how I can do that. It doesn't seem to be taking that on this one. Is that right?
Okay. Now, I guess
somebody coming down here to answer your question. So.
Yeah, because it would depend on which program you're using to open it, and that's fine. That's fine.
Hold on, Tim.
Okay.
Okay. This is somebody. Now, they want me to fill out this form, but I don't know. This is, I think, Sam, right, Sam?
Yes.
Simone, can you explain to her what we're talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have an application that I sent over there. It is a PDF file. Now, we're trying to figure out a way to be able to enter text onto that file. And usually, if you open the PDF with, I believe it's called Adobe Acrobat Reader as the program, you're able to enter text onto there. So I'm not sure which program you guys are using.
So it looks like he has it just on the internet. Let me put it on a program. Hang on. There, now you should be able to. There you go.
Okay, hold on.
Click, leave it. Yep, there you go.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right, thanks, Simone.
All right.
Okay, Sam, I'll fill this out and I'll send it back to you then.
Okay, nice. Now, Al, with the application, I need a few other things to be able to get you approved. It's very, very simple, but it's just I would need 6 months of the bank statements and the tax return for each company. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, I'm just writing it down.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, it's 6 full months of bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. For each, if we want to apply with both of the companies, I would need the tax return for each of them.
I think the LLC is on my personal tax return, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a variety of different ways that you can file it. If that's the case, then you can just send the page that shows...
You need the tax returns for the two different entities.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let me know if you have any other questions. You can feel free. You can give me a call or shoot me an email. Do you have my email address on the application
yep.
that I sent you? Okay.
Well, you sent it to me, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, well, let me know if you have any questions, and I'll be looking for it.
Okay, bye-bye.